Welcome to This Week in the News. Good Morning EP's look back at the week that was. I'm Gord Helpme. The Upper Eyre Peninsula found itself inundated with rainfall this week. The rain was the remnants of a former tropical storm in North Queensland. When Metropolitan-based reporters failed to get their head around how much flooding occurred and how much of the Eyre Peninsula was underwater, Premier Stephen Marshall replied,
"An AFL-sized oval, underlights, soccer pitches, netball courts, tennis courts, basketball courts, everything."
South Australian teachers this week voted to go on strike on February 2nd after their demands for extra COVID protections were not immediately met. Chief Medical Officer Nicola Spurrier is continuing to negotiate with the union in an effort to see teachers return to work. While waiting for an announcement from Education Minister John Gardner about the prospects of teachers returning to work, two departmental staff were overheard saying,
"We're supposed to be preparing children for a working life. Three quarters of the time they're bored stiff."
"Well, I should have thought that being bored stiff for three quarters of the time was an excellent preparation for working life."
And the Australian Tax Office this week announced it would be increasing alcohol excise next month by almost $2 per litre on pure alcohol. It is claimed this could drive the price of a case of spirits above $100. Fans of adult beverages were this week distraught at the news and raised one last toast to their beloved liquor before prices go up.
"To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems."
And that's the week in news. I'm Gord Helpme.